Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III. AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You could always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1 Alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1 Alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today, we are going to be talking about two words you probably should avoid. Ha, which is ironically because I just used one of them. Two words you probably should avoid, or I'm going to title this one also, two words I would never use. Ironically, the other words in that phrase too. Two words I would never use. So we could do like two words you should avoid, two words I would never use. Wow. 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 Y'all gonna understand why I say wow all of a sudden. Anyway, I was thinking about what I wanted to share with the world, what I wanted to speak on, because I've spoken on so much, and I live a life of constant refinement and efficiency, and I get to the point to where not everything's perfect, but it gets streamlined. It gets optimized. So I've spent basically a whole year already sharing life from my perspective and my, you know, personal philosophies and things like that. And sometimes the subjects are a little hard to come by when it comes to original thought, and then you end up relying too much on the trends and the popular topics in order to develop information. Anyway, this came to me already. I was having a conversation with a good friend, and I have these conversations with quite a few good friends, and these two words pop up, and I wouldn't say they annoy me. They annoy me, but what they do is they help me to remember how, in a way, disempowering they are. So what's the two words? Well, one word is the word should, the English word should. The other word is never. The other word is never. So what's so ineffective about should and never? Let's talk about should. I think it's important to talk about these words because these words shape our are express and also shape our viewpoint. And both of these words could be words of great disappointment if used too often as a representation of your thought life. So let's talk about should. Should is the most overpromising word or overpromising phenomena without concrete delivery. What do I mean by that? Anytime the word should pops up in a conversation, it's about some idealistic state or something you think would be better if, ironically, it should happen. I hear this word come out in conversations with people who are frustrated with how things currently are, you know, and I'll hear them say, well, it should be like this, or this should be like that, you know, should. Comes to daily living, societal living, relationship living, things like that. Should. I understand the sentiment of the word should. The thing is the delivery. Okay, yes, this should be better. This should do this. This should do that. When it becomes too frequent of a part of the conversation, it can leave your actual situation just kind of going in circles because you're waiting on that should to happen. Or I would say the only way that it could be actually positive is if you act upon the things that you can do in order to make the should happen. Like, I don't know, this neighborhood should be cleaner. Well, if you keep on talking about should and you don't take action upon it, you don't deliberately find ways to make the neighborhood cleaner, well, it's going to stay the way that it is. I should, getting myself in trouble right here. I should lose weight. Oh, well, okay, awesome. Glad you realized that. But if you don't actually take the actions to lose weight, well, it's going to be the way it is. Another one. Oh, you know, relationships, our society or whatever should do this better, should do that better, should treat each other this way or that way. Fine. But if you personally do not create that influence, at least in your immediate circle, should's going to stay in the realm of should. I heard someone say a proverb before about it. Stop. Don't should on yourself. Should is like a way to calm yourself where you are versus actually being where you desire to be. So that is the issue I take with should. It's a very smooth word. I guess it helps keep conversation going. But as for delivery, it really has a high potential of not under-delivering. So that is the word should. The other word is actually, it sounds like a more fixed thing, but it has the same setup as well. Well, actually different. That word is never. Never is a very, very rigid type of word, a phenomena in a world, in a life that's constantly changing. I would never do this. I would never do that. Never. It's such a very concrete word. And I think never is best in the realms of something that is just absolutely irrefutable. Like, someone who's an engineer could probably use the word never in the context of a building or a structure. Meaning, you know, they know that a certain building material can never melt at this temperature. or never bend with this much force, or something like that. Something where it's mathematically impossible. Never. I could never breathe underwater just using my nose. You know, the irrefutable facts that probably has something to do with math or physics or something like that. Something that is established way beyond mere human control. Now, when you take that word and you put it into the realm of human control, that's when things overpromise and underdeliver. I would never do that. She would never do this. We never do this. Never. I've heard the word used in a way to guilt trip people. You never do this. You never spend enough time with me. You never, you know, things like that. Never, again, it is like should in the sense that it's overpromising, underdeveloping. Becomes a figure of speech in most of our conversations because we're not talking about things that are absolutely mathematically or physics-based sound because most of us aren't engineering specialists or things like that. That means most of the things that we talk about in the world of never always have a possibility of doing it, especially when it comes to relationships between humans, business, personal, familial. Never is basically, I guess, a hope management thing. I would think it would probably be better to say I would hope this never happens because that's actually what it is. Never sounds like a worst case scenario that you hope, ironically, would never happen. So do you get rid of these words? You can't. You really can't. Or you have to use a lot of mental energy to first off allow yourself to understand the possibility of things that should go the way you think they should, not going that way, and also never also understand the possibility of something never happening, especially when it comes in the human interaction. These are two words in a huge lexicon of, who knows, thousands of words that we use. The words express your personal belief in the way that life is supposed to be structured. But if you use them too much to explain things, it may be an indication of your lack of a healthy acceptance of the possibilities of things not exactly going the way that you think they should. Again, I just use the word because it's a part of our society. But anyway, definitely something to think about. Pay attention to how it pops out in your life. And if you have to, readjust it. Readjust it because it's shaping your psychology as well in your perception. All right. Well, that's what I have for you all today. Again, this has been another great episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time. Peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.